קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי רבש.
The preparation passage for the lesson from the writings of Rabash, third volume, the entry to the work. Entry to the work must be in lo lishma, meaning that one having faith in the Creator, he will have a life of pleasure. This means that if he'll perform this action called faith, then it would bring one to uplifted spirit and to higher mental forces than he has at a time that he doesn't perform this action. It follows that this is a remedy by which he can taste greater tastes in quantity and quality than what he tastes at a time that he's performing other remedies that would bring him pleasure. That the pleasures that those remedies bring him are pleasures that are restricted in quality and quantity, whereas the remedy of faith brings him a greater pleasure in quantity and quality. And all of that is called lo lishma, not for the sake of the Creator. Meaning, because all his intention is only to receive a greater pleasure for himself. And only after he attains this degree called lo lishma, then he merits other phenomena, where he comes into a higher state, meaning that then he has no calculation for himself. Rather, all his calculations and thoughts are the truth. Meaning that all of his intention is only to annul himself towards the true reality, where he feels that he only has to serve the king, because he feels the sublimity and greatness and importance of the king. Then he forgets, meaning he has no need to care for himself, since his own aspect is cancelled like a candle before a torch, before the existence of the Creator that he feels. And then he is in lishma, meaning it's about contentment to the Creator, and all of his aspirations and his concerns are about how can he give contentment to the Creator. And his own existence, meaning the will to receive, does not exist there at all. And then he is as bestowing in order to bestow.
I think that we felt these states, these two states, how one longs to receive spiritual pleasure for himself, and either admits in it more or less, as much as he deals with it only because he sees self-benefit. He's a good boy in this world, in the next world. I'll get good from this. I will change my destiny. I. Anyways, he won't be able to take himself out of this picture. Without any ability to do it by himself. Meaning he constantly returns to this, and in his subconsciousness he discovers this, that all the time, certainly the benefit of this spiritual picture, which he's intending towards, to attain, to establish, where he is. And therefore, the whole thing of the group, the Creator, his work, his efforts, all of that, all in all, depends on how much he feels that it's worthwhile for him. He admits it or not to himself. That's already a matter of revelation of those actions. But this is how he does it. And later, anyhow, he, through performing these actions, that he does them through intention, because he's born with the intention in order to receive, not in the intention, meaning not in order to bestow, that he cannot disconnect his action and the result from himself. This is the process which is called lo lishma, not for her sake. And by doing so, he goes through several steps usually four steps, in which the first shorish we don't consider because it comes from above. It's directed from above, and these four steps are what, in the end, you receive in order to receive in Lolishma, then bestow in order to receive in Lolishma, and then to bestow in order to bestow in Lolishma, and also to receive in order to bestow in Lolishma. Meaning, also in this, he has four states in which we can say that he's kind of examining what is permitted and forbidden in this Lolishma. Has these four phases, these four states, and what he intends and does, doesn't intend and does. And we learned this from the Masechet Pesachim, part 2 of Talmud Esir Sfirot, in the addendum. Yes, in Istaklut Pnimit. Okay. And after all that, because the upper light is operating on him every time, and because the person is in necessity there, in these transgressions, because this is how the will to receive was created, as it's called the evil inclination. The Creator created the evil inclination. So by exerting in doing these actions, but because he has no choice, the Creator changes in him slowly from this bondage, gradually from this bondage, and cleans him, purifies him from the intention in order to receive for himself, and then he comes already to the stage in which he starts to think about annulment, nullification of himself. He has in this some charm, some not beauty, but charm. Is there another word other than charm? That he sees something good in this, attractive. We're looking for a word in Hebrew, maybe grace. We're trying to feel a word that fits. But he starts to appreciate devotion, to annul himself or erase himself, more or less, and until it'll be light. Not because it's bad for him, that he feels bad, but because he appreciates the inclination towards bestowal more and more, to the degree that he reaches already the cancellation of the existence that he has. And if he is persistent in this, within a short period of time, he comes to a state in which the upper light operates on him and transfers to him this quality of bestowal, as it is said here. Then he has no need to be concerned for himself, for as he is, he annuls himself like a candle before a torch and before the reality of the Creator, as he feels. But when he already feels, he is nullifying himself, not because he has a profit from nullifying before the Creator, but the nullification itself is what he gives importance to. Then it is found that in the discernment of Lishma, bringing contentment to the Creator, and all his concerns are in how he can bring pleasure to the Creator, and his existence, his reality itself, is the will to receive, does not rise at all, and then he is in the discernment of bestowing in order to bestow. We entered scrutinies of nullification in the Arava Convention, in the Flame in the Desert. We succeeded in feeling this in its generality of the participants as one. And now we need to continue with this. Towards this point, we need to concentrate more and more, such that all the distances, all the disturbances that are working on us, so they will be to our benefit. So they will give us the view, the coarseness, which we need to nullify in order to nullify ourselves. It's a good article. It may be worthwhile to read it again.